Megan Pat is the executive director for the Foundation for Rock Hill Schools. This is an organization that runs parallel to the school district here, and they go to the schools, they go to the teachers and say, what are you missing? What can we do to get money for you, grants, through the community to make sure you're successful in the classroom? It's a wonderful organization, and Megan is here because they've got a big event coming up so they can give out even more grants to our teachers. And let's welcome in our good friend, Megan Pat. Good morning to you,
welcome.
Megan.
Welcome.
Yeah, the foundation, it's such a well-oiled machine, and most of our school districts have a piece that complements what they do. Here in Rock Hill, it's called the Foundation for Rock Hill Schools. But maybe elaborate a little bit more based on that fantastic intro, right?
I was about to say, you nailed it. Delivered. I was like, you got the whole thing down.
But in case folks have heard about this and they've seen the teacher grants, but they don't understand exactly how the sausage is made, take us into the kitchen.
Yeah, so nationally, most public schools or public school districts have an education foundation that's really the nonprofit arm of their work, because there's, you know, restrictions on the federal, state, and local funding that come into districts. So when there's an opportunity to partner with the community and funnel in private money to meet some of those unseen needs like educator grants or food insecurity or mental health support, that's where we come in. That's where education foundations come in to fill in that gap. So we really right now are focused on five main initiatives, which educator retention and recruitment, workforce development, student leadership, collective action, and supportive services. Just looking at, like, again, federal, state, local landscape, we really feel like that those areas of impact are not only going to strengthen Rock Hill schools, but will strengthen Rock Hill as well as a community.
So you go out to the business community. Well, first of all, you hear from the teachers, principals, and staff members, right?
Yes.
Kind of like
district leadership.
We try very hard to meet with everyone or as many people at different levels as we can. So students, educators in the classroom, administrators, front office people,
bus drivers, custodians,
transportation team, district leaders, and try to get a comprehensive idea of what the current needs of the district are. And then we go to community partners and invite them in to see those needs and figure out collectively how we can work together to help offset some of the needs of the district.
Well, Ashley and I have seen firsthand how the sausage is made. And it is a wonderful process, because I've literally been with you where you have said to a teacher, what's preventing you from going further in the classroom? Mm-hmm. And I heard you have a conversation, and then you literally got together with the crew and then somehow made it happen. Aww. I mean, it was just, it's wonderful to see that. It's what a gift that it's got to be for teachers, especially, to know that more people have got their back so they can be successful in the classroom and expose kids to great things, amazing things. I mean, these grants you all provide, it's just remarkable.
And not only the grants, not only do you have the conversation, but you invite the community to come and have the conversations. You do Educator for a Day, where people in the community or parents or grandparents or, you know, people who are just stakeholders in our community can go and partner up. You can ride a bus with the bus driver. You can go work with a custodian. Mm-hmm. You can go be a principal for a day. You can go be in the classroom. And to also have those conversations as a community stakeholder to what we can do to kind of rally around to say, hey, what can we do to help?
Yeah.
That's great.
Thank y'all.
It's a great
I'm going to take
y'all
everywhere with me. Ashley and Lucas will take it from here.
We can only go so far, Megan.
No.
We need your help and leadership for sure.
It's true, though. Like, I feel like there's so many people in the community that genuinely want to help, but maybe don't know the specific needs. So we try to do as much as we can to invite them in to see those conversations, have those conversations. Because when they see it and it's on their radar, they're like, oh, okay, I have this where I can offer that support, or I know this person that can come in and help fill the gap. So.
Well, to make that happen, you have to have money. We
that's
have
right.
not found the money tree yet. And that's why you have a big event coming up on Friday, September the 5th, right here in our backyard in Rock Hill. Megan, we'll let you take it from there.
Yes, so the Foundation Soiree is our signature event. It's our annual fundraiser. It's at 7 p.m. Friday, September 5th at the historic Robertson Homestead. Shout out to our friend Cliff and his family over there. They are amazing. That property is beautiful. We love to show it off. We're going to have a silent auction. We're going to have something we call the Care Closet. So we have, through grant funding, supported different care closets at a few different schools, which provide sometimes uniforms, snacks, food, hygiene, dignity kits for students. But we're going to have a care closet there, which is going to have some branded merch that people can buy as well that will directly support some of those care closets in the community. And we'll have different other fun things like a wine pool and other fun things throughout the evening, just again to raise funds to pour back into the school district.
And that's important, right? So the funds raised through this big shindig, which is great to get together and celebrate, it goes right back to the foundation's mission to make sure that teachers and district staff get what they need.
Yes.
So our kids can be successful in the long run.
That's right. And we as an organization are on $1 million mission. So by 2030, our board wants to start giving away $1 million annually to the school district. Wow. And so we're chasing hard after that goal because if you're paying attention again to the landscape, there's an urgent need to funnel resources into the school district, and we want to play a part of that. So this is a huge part of, you know, launching that campaign and really getting some community dollars into the classroom.
When people hear the word soiree, Megan, they might think black tie,
what
fancy
do we wear?
Dresses.
Good question. Like, good question.
What do we wear? That's what they want to know.
Yeah. Good question. It is cocktail attire.
Okay. Okay.
Perfect. All right. We just want to help everyone out there.
Yes.
Look their best.
Question. A little fancy,
a little
but not
fancy.
Over
yes.
the top fancy.
Yes. Correct.
I mean, I guess that
yeah.
depends on but who you're talking to.
No, yeah, exactly. It means different things to different people. But I always tell them, like, wear what you feel most comfortable in. Come have a good time. I will say there is gravel there on site. So for shoe selection, keep that in mind.
But it is beautiful.
It is so
beautiful.
Yeah. All right. So check it out. It's the Foundation for Rock Hill Schools presents the Foundation Soiree Friday, September the 5th, 7 p.m. Dinner, open bar, and an auction at the historic Robertson Homestead right here in Rock Hill. Megan, where do folks need to get their tickets?
You can find us on social media. So Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn. We'll have links to this, to the what is this? The event. Sorry,
yes.
Lost the words.
The soiree.
Or, yeah, the soiree. Thank you. Or you can find us on our website.
Okay, perfect. Her name's Megan Patch. She's the executive director for the Foundation for Rock Hill Schools. Get involved with the foundation if you're a business leader, if you're a volunteer that's got time and money. If you want to help our schools and make our kids be even more successful than they are now, reach out to them. They can get you plugged in, and they really could use your help.